This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, dear friends. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim. Daf HaShavua, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. So now, we just learned about what Hashem told Yechezkel, V'ata Ben Adam, Asi Lecha Klei Goyla, which is a candle and a bowl and a mat. Now we're going to explain a pasuk in the Toichacha. Tachas asher lo yavadata Hashem lekecha. B'simcha uvetov levav. And instead of that, the pasuk says, "Ve'avadata soyevecha, asher yishalchenu Hashem bach berav." You're gonna serve your enemy in hunger, uvetzamen and thirst, uve'eraim and without clothing, uvechoyser kol and missing everything. So what does it mean, missing everything? It already said you don't have food, you don't have clothing, you don't have drink. So what does it mean, missing everything? What are you missing more than the things mentioned? Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav, b'loy ner uv'loy shulchan. It means without the main kalim of a person. Even if you don't have food and you don't have drink and you don't have clothing, but if you also don't have your main kalim, that's really fundamentally missing. Rav Chizda Amar b'loy isha means without a wife, because without a wife, we know a person is enoy adam, a person is b'loy simcha, a person is fundamentally missing without a wife. Rav Sheshes Amar b'loy shamish, without a helper, without a shamish. Everyone in life needs some form of help, people to help them. But if you don't have that, and everyone has a different individual in their life that provides them with essential help that they need, and if you don't have that, you're fundamentally missing. Rav Nachman Amar b'loy deya, without knowledge, without havana, without understanding, that to add insult to injury, in other words, it's bad enough you don't have food and clothing, but if you also lose your sanity, that's the worst of all. So, Tana, we learned in Ebraisa, b'loy melach uv'loy rabav, without salt and without oil, meaning all good food needs oil. Even though people say, no, I don't like that place, the food is too oily. Without oil, what do you want, a piece of, you know, white chicken? You need a little grease gives the tam for the food. Okay, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, because we just said that without deya, you don't have anything. Nektinan, we have a tradition, ein ani ela b'deya. There's no knowledge, there's no poverty. Poverty is only if you're lacking understanding. B'marava Amri, in the West they said, Dida bay, if this is in you, kula bay, everything is in you. Deloida bay, if this is not in you, ma bay, what's in you? Dachkani, ma chaser, if you acquired this, what are you lacking? Dalaikani, if you didn't acquire this, ma kani. Hence the song, Dachkani, ma chaser, dalaikani, ma kani. Zema mar shenemar, bimarava. Yeah? Even that's what is right. Bimarava Amri. Dida be kula be udoloida be ma be. That's Yossi Green. That's from this Gemara. Okay? Now, there's a Pnei Yeshua, I believe in Masachta Kedushin, that asks like this. The Gemara says, what's a zakein? Ze shekana chachma. A zakein doesn't mean an old man, it means someone who acquired wisdom. Frakta Pnei Yeshua, the word zakein stands for ze shekana. He acquired this. But there's no word, chachma is not merumas at all in the word zakein. Zakein just stands for zekana. But how does the Gemara know zakein is zeshekana chachma? It's based on this Gemara Nedarim. Da kani ma chaser. Da loi kani ma kani. If you didn't acquire this, you didn't acquire anything. So if it says zekana, it has to be chachma. If it's not chachma, you didn't acquire anything. Amar Rav Alexandri, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Yina Choylo, Imid Meicholio, Yad Shemoichlin Laya Kol Abay Noisav. An ill person does not come out of his illness until he is atoned for all of his sins. When a person is sick, it is a visitation of some form of kapara. And Hashem, once the person is in a state of sickness, Hashem will not heal the person until all of his sins are forgiven. Shenemer hasoyleach l'chol avoneichi. First, you're atoned for all your sins, meaning literally, he heals all your sins, meaning he forgives all your sins. He heals all your illness. From here, we learn that Hashem does not heal illness until he atones for your sin. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Choizer Limei Alumav. You return to your youth. Shenemar, Rutafash Bisaroi Minoyar. This is a pasuk in Iyov. Rutafash. Now, what does that mean, Rutafash? The Rashi, the Mefarish, says Rutafash rotov, moist, upash, and robust. Rutafash b'saray. His flesh will become moist and robust, minoyar, more than as a child. Yashav limei alumav. He will return to the days of his youth, meaning you'll be even better than before, which is the way Hashem operates. Hashem, when Hashem brings difficulty, when Hashem always does more chesed. In other words, Hashem always puts the person in a better situation than they were to begin with. The same way when a person does tshuva, Hashem elevates them to a higher strata than before they sinned. When a person is ill, Hashem brings them to better health than before they became sick. Says the Gemara, Kol Mishkavoi Hafachta B'cholyai. All of his bed he turned over in his illness. What does this mean? All of his bed he turned over in his illness. The Mefarish says the whole arrangement of his bed was turned over. This can mean the whole arrangement of his learning is turned over in his illness. From here we see as follows. Amar of Yosef, Dimishkach Limuda, he forgets his learning. Someone who becomes ill, he forgets his learning. He forgets his learning. Rabbi Yosef Chalash, Rabbi Yosef became ill. Iakale Limude, his teaching was uprooted. He forgot his learning. Ahadre Abai Kameh. So Abai reviewed it to him. Hainu, this is what it means throughout Shas, B'chol Duchta Aminon. In all the places we say, Amar Rav Yosef said, Loi Shmiali Hadashmaita. I never heard this teaching. What do you mean he never heard it? Rav Yosef's the Rebbe. Amar Le'Abai, Abai said to him, At Amrita Nehalei. What do you mean you never heard it? You taught it to us. U'mehamas Nisa Amrita. And you taught it to us from this Braisa. What does this mean throughout Shas that Abaye reminded Rabbi Yosef of what Rabbi Yosef taught him because Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning and Abaye had to remind him. Here's another story. Ki have a gomer Rebbe tlas asrei ape hilchasa. When Rebbe learned the three versions of the Mishnah, what does that mean? When Rebbe learned the 13 versions of the Mishnah. Now, this is very interesting because, in order to understand this, we have to understand what Rebbe did. What was his contribution in making the Mishnah? There were different texts of the teaching of the Mishnah, not different halachos, different verbiage used to express the teachings of the Mishnah. There's a famous stira. We once spoke about it, it's in the Svarim. It's in the Sefer HaLakha d'Me'aranini. Namely, that there are 13 different versions of the Mishnah. You know, on the one hand, we say we never paskin like Rav Meir, because we don't understand them. On the other hand, we say Stam Mishnah Rameir. So what does that mean, Stam Mishnah Rameir? Stam Mishnah Rav Meir means that when Rebbe formulated the Mishnah, he used Rav Meir's verbiage to compile the Mishnah, not Rav Meir's opinions, Rav Meir's verbiage of the teaching. There were 13 different noschaos of the Mishnah. Rebbe, when he codified the Mishnah, he used Rebbe Meir's version of the Mishnah. When Rebbe learned the 13 versions of the Mishnah, Agmarei l'Rabchia Shiva Minhon, he taught Rabchia seven of them. L'soif chalash Rebbe. In the end, Rebbe became sick. Ahad Rabchia kameh. Rabchia reminded Rebbe. He hazarded it to him. Hanu shiva ape da agmarei. He reminded Rebbe the seven versions that Rebbe taught him. Shita azdu. But the other six, they were lost. They went away because Rebbe never taught Rabchia. Hava hahu kitzar. There was a certain launderer. This is the same launderer that the Gemara says would visit Rebbe every day, and he died when Rebbe died. This is the launderer who hung around Rebbe. So there was a certain launderer, have a shmielei Rebbe. He heard Rebbe say, kedahavagarasuhu, when Rebbe would learn the different versions of the Mishnah. So this launderer knew the other six versions. Azo Rabchia, Rabchia went. V'gamar yasoin kamei kitzara, and he learned them from the launderer. V'asav ahadar yasoin kamei de Rebbe, and then Reb Chiya taught them to Rebbe. Kad hava chazile Rebbe lahu kitzara. When Rebbe saw the launderer, amalei Rebbe. Rebbe said to the launderer, "Ata asisa oisiv es Chiya. You created me and Chiya, because when you teach someone Torah, you literally make them. You made me and Reb Chiya. You taught us six versions." Ika de Amri Hachi Kamalei. Some say this is what he said to him. Ata asisa es chia. You made chia, v'chia asa oisi. And chia made me. You reminded chia, and chia reminded me. V'amar Rav Alexandri, amar Rav Chia bar Abba. Gadol nei shenasa l'chayla. Greater is the miracle that Hashem does for the sick. Yoisim minanei shenasa l'chananim mishav azariah. Greater than the miracle that Hashem does to Hananiah Mishael Azariah. Shall Hananiah Mishael Azariah, Eish shall hedyot. Hashem saving an ill person is a greater miracle than saving Hananiah Mishael Azariah. Why? Eish shall hedyot, the fire of a simple guy. I'm sorry, Shall Hananiah Mishael Azariah, shall hedyot. The fire of Hananiah Mishael Azariah was the fire of a simple person, of a human being. Anyone could put that out. Vizu shall chayla, but the fire that burns in the body of the chayla shall shamayim is from heaven. He, umi yuchal lechvaisa, who could put it out? Let's see the Ran. The Ran starts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. Vishate, ir, or leechal alav. That's a mat to eat on. Ubaloi ravavish shamein. Deloi kani dea makana. Ma yoloi kamasha yikna. If you don't have das, of what benefit is everything that you acquire? Choizer limei alumav, you return to your youth. Achar shechalav and esrapa, after you become ill and you become healed, mischazik tivoi bari, you become more healthy. Mimasha hayakoidam achalia, before your illness. I don't know if there's a medical explanation for this, but it could be someone who gets an illness and is cured now has immunity to that illness. I don't know if that's the meaning of this Gemara, but that might be part of it. Shenemar ru tapash is no trikan rotov ufash. Moist and robust. Loimar demishkach limudai. From the pasuk that says, Kol mishkavoi hafachtoi b'cholyoi. Hashem yisadenu al eres devoi. Kol mishkavoi hafachta b'cholyoi. That we learn out that you forget your learning. Yimei alumav kadarish. Me'inyan ha'alama. Yimei alumav means it's hidden from you. It's actually going back on the pasuk in Eiv. Yashuv limei alumav. The learning becomes hidden from a person. I akar le limudei, hachbeir alav limudei. It not like our girsa, it becomes uprooted, but it becomes heavy. Sheshakcha, you forget it. Tlas esrei api biyud gimel panim kitzara as a koyves. Fine. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, the Amri la, Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi, kivan shegiya kitzay shel adam. When it comes the end of a person's life, hakol moishim by anything could rule over him, even an animal. Shenemar v'haya kol moitzi yahargeni. Anyone who finds me will kill me. Once the end comes near, then anybody could, so to speak, get to the person and take the person's life. However, others learn it from another pasuk. Rav Amar min hadin kar. Rav said from this pasuk, "Lemishpatecha amdu hayom." For your judgment, they are designated today. Ki hakol avadecha, everyone is your servant to carry out your judgment. Says the Ran, "Lemishpatecha amdu hayom ki hakol avadecha." Kivan shel mishpatecha amdu, since they stand in your judgment, shehigio kitzam lamos, their end has come to die. Hakol avadecha, everyone is your servant. Lekayim es devar hamishpat. Okay. Rabba bar Shila, they said to him, Amrule, they said to him, Shachiv gavra gavaya, a tall man died. A tall man died. Havarachiv gerduna zutra. He was riding a gerduna zutra, says the Ran. Gerduna zutra, roichav prey d'ktan. He was riding a small female donkey. This tall guy, who probably had his feet dragging on the floor, was riding a small female donkey. Mata Titura, they got to a bridge, istavit, and the donkey became crazy. Rashi, the Ran says Titura is a gesher, istavit, achzasa ruach shtos oisapreda, the mule was grabbed a hold with a spirit of insanity. Oisapreda. And he threw the guy in the river. Istavit is milashin satya, ruach shel shigoyin, a spirit of insanity. Amar ba'alma siyuta denakte. So what happened here? You have a tall guy, and he was riding on this small donkey. He probably didn't even need it. The donkey went crazy. Shadye, he threw him into the water. V'kashachiv, and the guy died. Kari al nafshe, so. He called on him. Meaning, Rabba Bar Shila said about this guy, L'mishpatecha amdu hayoim, in your judgment, all of creation stands today, ki hakol avadecha. Shmuel chazei lahu, akrov, tahava yasiva al ak. Krukta. Shmuel saw a scorpion riding on a frog, va'avra nahara, crossing the river. That's not an everyday sight, a scorpion riding a frog. Tarka gavra, it bit a person, it stung a guy. Umayus, and the guy died. So this frog carried the scorpion over the river and he bit someone, and the guy died. Kariale, he called on him. Who called on him? Shmuel. Shmuel called on him, L'mishpatecha amdu hayoim, ki hakol avadecha. Amar Shmuel said, "In mevakrin es hachoyle, we only visit the sick. Elo l'mi shechol tzasai chama. Only someone who's gripped with fever." Meaning only someone who has an illness like fever. But not someone who has an other illness. Only someone who has an illness like fever. Lafuke, my, what does this come to? School lafuke hadatanya Rabbi Yosi ben Pirta Omer Mishum Rabbi Lezer, a mevakrin loy lechoyle me'ayim. We don't visit someone with intestinal illness, v'loy lechoyle ha'ayin, not with an eye ailment, v'loy mechushei harosh, not someone with a headache. I understand someone with intestinal illness, mishum kisufa, because he's embarrassed. He might have to use the facility, and he'll be embarrassed to go. El choli ha'ayin umechosh harosh my time. Why don't you visit someone whose eye hurts, who has an headache? My time mishum de Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda dibura kasha le'ina. Speaking is bad for the eyes. Umale le'ishta, but it's good for fever. So why do you visit someone to talk to them? But a guy who his eyes hurt, who have a headache, it's painful to hear talking or to talk. So we don't visit them. You could fulfill davening for them. You could ask about their welfare, but you don't go visit them. Let's see the run. Amdu. Since they are designated to administer justice, Lamas, their time to die has arrived. Hakol, meaning Amdu, when it comes time for someone to die, Hakol, everyone is the servant of Hashem, Lakayim es Devar, to fulfill the judgment. Shachiv hahu gavra gavaya. A certain tall person died. Adam shayu gavaya kolayim ha'arach, son who was tall, meaning long. Rachiv girduna zutra. He was riding a female donkey. Rachiv predik tana. Titura is a gesher, a bridge. Istavit achza achzasa ruach shtos. He was grabbed with a spirit of foolishness. La'isa preda, for that mule. V'shlichasa benar, he had a, and then a mule threw him in the river. Istavid is milashan satya, ruach shel shigayin, a spirit of foolishness. Ukidamar ba'ama, like we say in general, siyuta hu denakde. He's gripped with foolishness. Akrukta is svardeya, a frog. Shechaltsasay shelav shasay chama. That he's donned, he's cloaked with a fever. Ka'adamam is dying, like someone who is armed. Sha'idei kli zayin shelav nikra chalatz. La'afuke ha'detanya desvirolei l'shmuel ki hach b'raisa de'ein mevakrin lahanach de'ka money. We don't visit those that are enumerated. U'deshmuel nami la'afuke hani. Shmuel is excluding these categories. Mishum ki sufa de'zimnen sh'tzachan l'kav v'machzav. Sometimes he needs to use the facility and he'll be embarrassed. Okay? We're going to hold it over here. So that's what the Gemara says, that speaking the Amar of Yehuda, dibura kashalenu umale lishta, it's good for fever. Okay, it's good for fever. Speaking is good for fever, and then tomorrow we're going to continue in the sugya of fever, and we'll finish up the sugya of bikur cholim, and then go on to the next Mishnah be'ezras Hashem. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.